Pokroviteljica rubrike Lang Satura je.
Živijo, doktor Phil, industrijska konoplja pri telefonu. Ja, spet kličem zaradi sestre. Mislim, kaj je ona kadarkoli naredila, da je kao tok kul? Mene sploh noben ne opaz, ko je ona zraven. Pečem kruh in to ful zdrav kruh. Krojim obleke, delam čevlje, torbe, zvezke, prtičke. Še bajto sem sama izolirala. Ampak ne, kada me ni. Vsi okoli nje, kada je ležat na kauču pred televizijo, taka umetnost. In kdo misliš, da je kauč na redu?
Konopljarna Hanabis. Zdravju in okolju prijazni izdelki iz konoplje.
Lang Satura, o vsemu, za vse.
Drage poslušalke, cenjeni poslušalci, lepo pozdravljeni v Lang Saturi. Poglejte skozi okno, videli boste modro nebo. Ne boste čudili hladu, moj nebo pa vam lahko da misliti na tisto toplo Avstralijo. Tam danes praznujejo dan državnosti. Obenem pa imajo v nekim bližnjem času tudi referendum o temu, a bodo aborigini priznani kot starostedsko ljudstvo, tisto, ki prvo naselilo, poselilo tist kontinent. Medtem pa, ko praznujejo Avstralci, je na mestu, da tudi na Radiu Študent obeležimo ta njihov dogodek.
Good day, mates. This is rap news on your radio waves. Reporting today on that distant Australian state. Where on the 26th of January they annually celebrate a date that they denominate Australia Day. But much as in the US of A with Columbus Day or Canada Day in Canada A, each year a debate takes place as to the way societies built on colonial occupation should celebrate the genesis of their cherished nation. So today we have an Australian correspondent from Channel 9. Can you hear me, Ken Oathcan?
Ken Oathcan, here you go. I'm reporting from Australia, hey. Coming live. Providing facts on this amazing day. When we take a national holiday off from Hard Yakka and celebrate with Barbies, beer and Cha Tucker, mates, Eskies, Sheilas, the Torpedo, Vegemite, Miners, Tony Abbott, Short Speedos.
What exactly are you celebrating?
I'll tell you, Robbo. But first, before we begin, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional robbers of this land. Do you like what we've done with the place? Ain't it grand?
Yeah, it all started here in 1788. After Captain Cook discovered this pristine real estate, we were straight aliens looking for a place to settle it. We landed in Sydney with the first fleet of 11 ships. It was no one's land, unpopulated, terra nullius. So we built fences, bridges, opera houses and deforested. Made heaps of land for growing lambs. And in time since that land was ours, we started to mine, mine, mine. And now, regardless of footy team, creed or ethnic persuasion, we celebrate this day as one nation. It seems strange that in order to be a proud Australian, you celebrate a British military occupation.
Eh?
Moving on, Aboriginal people.
Ah, you mean blackfellas.
Are they included? Included in this day.
Get off, yeah.
Then tell us, why they name it Invasion Day and Survival Day? Did it mark the start of war, even genocide, as some say?
Nah. We had a peaceful settlement, an intervention. Brought those poor natives blankets, medicines. Raised them from the Stone Age, gave them income management, and even tried to smooth their pillows to content them. That's the Australian way. So we now enjoy our conquest and worship this altar of flaming gas with clear consciences. We brought the crown and TV to this land, kid.
And Arnott's Tim Tam. What more could you want?
Well, how about changing Australia day to a less offensive day?
Such as?
Any other day would be better to celebrate. How about the date Australia was federated?
January 1st, made on that date we already get wasted.
How about May 27 then? The day when back in 67 Australians voted in a great referendum in which 90% of you said, fair dinkum, Aboriginals are humans too. Let's make them citizens.
Listen, Robbo, Australia Day is here to stay. Christ sakes, make me day.
And who are you anyway? Some poppy crofter trying to judge me? If you don't like it here, then get the fuck out of me country.
Australia, Australia, Australia Day. Yeah, cunts, coming again to celebrate in
reporting for Channel 9 from the Lucky Country.
Thank you, Ken. You've helped us all to see why this date and no other has got to be the national holiday, Australia Day. It reflects an honest memory of the first day of systematic robbery and denial of the native sovereignty on which was built this great settler colony. To change the day without acknowledging this, well, wouldn't that simply be massive hypocrisy? Lest we forget, we often say of our brave heroes, but if we take pride in our ancestors' achievements, shouldn't we also recognize their malfeasant ways? Till then, I bid you all happy Amnesia Day.
Evo, glas iz Avstralije, zdaj pa še povemo, kaj nam sporočajo znanstveniki iz Avstralije na univerzi v Sydneyju. So proučevali pač ta proces fotosinteze, dosti enostavo naj bi bil že. V srednji šoli naj bi na vse potankosti tega procesa naučili, a vendar so tam ugotovili, da stvar ni tako enostavna, da so tu še neki procesi, za katere doslej nismo vedeli, niso jih še povsem potrdili, vendar jih predvidevajo in sicer gre tukaj za tudi kvantni efekt, kvantna mehanika ima kar velik skupaj z fotosintezo, s procesom preusmerjanja svetlobne energije v teh kromofilih, kromofolih, kromoforih, in izmenjave med tistimi mečkinimi kanali, ki so sposobni to svetlobo preoblikovati v energijo, ki pač lahko koristimo živa bitja na tej zemlji. Zakaj se gre? Gre za neko zmes kvantne koherence, ki po določenem stadiju presedla v kvantno nekoherenco oziroma dekoherenco v smislu, da ta svetloba, ko pride pač na zeleno površino, kakršno koli, ki je že sposobna te svetlobne energijo posrkati in jo pač preoblikovati neko drugo, da se začne boj za tiste najbližje kanale, ki so sposobni najprej to energijo prevzeti, ampak vendarle se to zgodi skozi večkratno preverjanje in gre do najbližjega, pa potem spet malo ven, pa do nekaj drugega najbližjega, dokler ne nastop dekoherenca in potem le nekaj ostane. Pravijo, da tako to stvar naj bi delovala, to so Avstralci, to so njihove študije. Ljudje, ki so pa tudi podvrženi sončnim žarkom v večji meri, tam nekje na jugu Združenih držav Amerike, v Arizoni se mi zdi, pa seveda proučujejo, kako ustvarjati čim boljšo karoserijo za avtomobile, za vojaške vozila in podobno. Predvsem v področjih, kjer je močan, obstajajo močni vetrovi, v katerem potuje še pesek in podobno in uničuje pač njihovo materijo. No, na koga so se obrnili? Obrnili so se na tistega najmanjšega, no ne najmanjšega, enega izmed manjših in nevarnih, na škorpiona. Pogledali so, kakšna je lupina od škorpiona, ker so rekli, če že kdo more škorpion imeti poštimano življenje v teh krajih, njegov oklep mora biti takšen, da je lahko podvržen velikim tegobam pač teh področji, vetrov, suhih vetrov z peskom in ugotovili, da nimajo povsem gladkega, kakor izgleda oklepa, ampak da ima, poleg tega, da ima nekih par večjih bunkic, ima še mikrobunkice in te mikrobunkice so njim v zahvalo pač gre to, da lahko škorpion do svoje smrti živi v svojem edinem oklepu. Tok za danes, z vami sem bil Matej, lepo pozdravljeni.
London, 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 London,
Lang Satura. A vsemu, za vse.